This heartfelt conversation can move on to other topics of mutual interest. Here's an example.
And after that opening, there have been several times of a meeting without going into things formally in this way, but there was a discussion around something that was a mutual interest. It was the role of coordinators, and he's questioning what that role of coordinator is now, given the changes in our community. And I was able to hear him ask that question as though it had real meaning for him, this question. And then I was able to ask myself that question, which brought me in a whole different direction. How coordinators all began at the beginning, and why that might have been so at the start. Not so much now, but how it started. This is a question about now. And I really welcomed what came in me about that possibility, because there was a beginning place of a conversation, starting from different places. And I was able to feed him more about its history and origin and purposefulness, which obviously leads to an unfolding of this step and then that step and how it is now and how it's going and where it might go from here or not. But there was a kind of mutual respect and spaciousness to explore each other and hear each other and to appreciate each other's experiencing of what that subject is about right now. For them, him, it was just now. And for me, it was now and then back then. Which opened up so many more possibilities than fixed ideas that had held. Suddenly I began to realize there were many more possibilities of direction that this particular issue could take because of the shared experience. And I welcome that. And it's ongoing. We don't have a solution, or neither do we need to. We just had a heartfelt conversation. And that was enough. And later I thought about it and appreciated it. More did come about how I could think about this whole subject matter differently. And I'm sure he did much the same. Again, that's another example of heartfelt conversation. I would have to say that this would not have been possible unless we were both grounded, had a solid sense of ourselves before we were able to make room for another. And that's what whole body focusing it really is about. It's about coming back to self, finding our own grounded presence, and with a sense of self, separate from anything else. So there's space for me to make room for you. So the groundwork needs to be there. I have to feel solidly based in my own life . And actually, for me personally, what I notice, what really works for me first, is feeling a connection with other. I don't have to get into other. I just know that I'm not alone. Something about not being alone opens my body up to become grounded. And particularly if I sense somebody who is grounded. Someone who has the qualities I need to find myself. He or she reminds me of what it is to be grounded, and then I find myself. I think that's the way I work. Other people will work differently, will find themselves in different ways. It's like our organism searches out ways and means of connecting with itself, because it needs to find its own grounding. It needs to find its own sense of gravity that we actually live in a real world, in gravitational space, this world, not another world, this world. And instinctively, our living bodies search for, through its antennas, for those signs of external support and connection that brings it back to itself, so it can begin to know itself in a solid, grounded way.